everyone. Good morning, everyone. Today is October the 20th, even day for gasoline, and we're at the DERC meeting. It's 10 a.m. I'm Oliver from Community Development Planning Division.
I'm C.Chai Ko from Land Development.
Gary Akers from Land Development.
Fernando Matanco, Public Works Traffic Engineering.
Mahmoud Kodur, Traffic.
Robert Spodos, Engineering.
Ted Brunson, Water Department, Engineering. Travis Martin, Planning Division.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Elizabeth Mora Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works, Integrated Waste.
Sarah Pearson, Fire Department.
And Todd Morris will be joining us shortly as well. As we go through this, Ned, I know it's a big project, and the thoughts are is that we're probably going to do two rounds of this. Some of these initial comments will be just kind of to help get this along the process. You know, there's some items I know or information that's going to be needed. And so rather than anticipate what conditions of approval may be at this point, we're going to be kind of more or less asking what kind of information will be needed for the next go-around kind of thing. And then we can get that on the agenda pretty quickly again.
Yeah.
We just want to make sure that we, with a project this size, that we get as much input feedback as we can. And so with that, Travis, would you mind introducing item number one, please, for us?
All right. Item today is pre-application 1617. It's a request to allow the development of an industrial warehouse building, approximately 1 million square feet, on six parcels containing approximately 62 acres. This is on the west side of Waterman, south of Dumont's. This is the existing golf course property, or the majority of it. Fairly typical industrial project. Main thing I do just want to make a note of is the two access points that we're looking at. We have the existing point off of Waterman Avenue that lines up with the signal for Park Center South, and then there's a proposed temporary road that would be going in and bisecting some of the vacant land north to cut up to Orange Shell for truck traffic. Other than that, that's pretty much it.
Perfect. Thank you. Gary Sicha, you want to start us off?
We have a question on the Zone A of the for this property. What is the plan on this drainage issue? Whether there's going to be a LOMA going to be filed or?
Yes. Yes, we've actually started that already, the LOMAR. There's the HEX-RAS it's not completed yet.
Yeah.
And then that would help with that process.
Mm-hmm. Is that something that you, at what point do you need that, C-Chai? But Gary, what's the process? Of that?
Well, before the pieces in Central, I think we got the LOMAR approved after the actual buildings were constructed, as I recall.
Correct, but we showed evidence of moving forward. We actually had the letters from the
FEMA,
but it took longer to actually get recorded and so forth. But we'll, we know that takes about a year to get, so we've already started the process.
Okay. Because we've done things similar to in the past as far as final map revision, but not being required prior to building permit. Because you started those buildings before those LOMARs were finally approved, right? On Central.
We did. We did. Because the building pads were, guaranteed. Verified 1 foot above where it was. It was really just building four over there was the concern at that time, only because of those levees weren't certified.
Right. Is that an issue here too, levees or not? I don't recall any levees in this triangle.
No, we're actually the building, even the whole property is going to be pretty much outside of really where the flood. I shouldn't say that. The floodplain does go through half of the building, but obviously we'll. Thetis Engineering is. Aware of the situation and the process.
So hopefully you won't be paying flood insurance for the tenant won't be paying for its flood insurance when you get done?
We're hoping that there won't be. That's what we need to verify with the hex rounds, all the documents.
The normal WPMP, the sewer crossing, I think Public Works probably is going to ask about that as well, but there is that 54-inch and possibly another line. The access road going north of Dukes is kind of new to us, so I think we probably should get Public Works to
Yes, what we're dealing with that right now, Gary, is I think it was even yesterday, we went out and surveyed. We've been working with the water department on, because that's their, they have the rights to that properties. So there's been negotiations at a very low level right now, trying to get up the ladder. But we have a tentative agreement with the city of San Bernardino, City Water, and Riverside to either land swap or lease. City of Riverside is interested in a land swap with the water department. So the primary reason we're doing that is to avoid the residents that are there on Washington. Again, as we have done historically throughout the city, and it's one of our premier concerns, is we don't like to bring trucks and so forth around residents and neighborhoods. So we're going to go ahead and pay for that expense to get the trucks around the neighborhood so that we're not impeding on the lifestyle of the neighbors. As you can see, we're, I don't know if you saw the exhibit, but we're completely as far west as we can go. So we're as far as we away from the residents as we can get.
What is your anticipated schedule for those agreements? What's the
well,
timeline?
Well, as we discuss, obviously, before, but right now what I'm doing is getting it surveyed, and I've been in contact with Ted and his group and my Riverside group on the timing of this, which I should have by next week.
Okay.
Then what we're going to do is we're going to do a tabulation of the total square foot, and then where we proposed originally for the land swap. And I think, you know, Ted, I want to put words in Ted's mouth, but I think it will go up the ladder. And I think we just have a tentative agreement. They know what we're looking for. And if that could be an agreement, then we'll get the attorneys involved and start writing some documents.
That's correct.
Okay. I'm not sure how long that's going to take. Or do you have a, what's, in the perfect world, when are you looking to probably submit a formal application?
We're hoping to submit, David, I don't put words in your mouth, but before the end of the year.
Okay. And so these agreements will probably not happen before then? Or?
Correct. But they'll be in the works.
Do you think it's possible that maybe either an MOU or something of sorts, at least something that shows that you're working to that resolve?
Most definitely. I mean, you know, sometimes those are just as dreadful to get as the agreement. But if we would be allowed to at least address that maybe in a couple months before we address the application.
Because the kind of thinking forward when we start putting together our conditions of approval and you start talking, well, first of all, our applications require, you know, authorization of property owners and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So so there may have to be some forms of authority that has you the right to approve to apply from the water district and from Riverside, and then also you know, so when we start conditioning these things, we don't kind of get into hiccups later.
Okay, I see where you're headed with that. I think that would give me 30 days, and I think we would make a lot of headway with that. And if there seems to be agreement on both sides. And eager to get this done, particularly on the Riverside, because they want the whole project to go. If I can keep it about 30 days, then I'll let you know.
Okay, that's fine. Anything else, land development?
No,
I'm sure you have a few.
No, we did look up ownership, unless planning was going to discuss that part of it. We're talking about applications. Just want to make sure.
I'm sorry.
In regard to applications, when we look at the ownership right now, it's currently shown as City of Riverside as part of it, and the golf course, obviously. We've got a parcel that shows ownership as Edison, and then, of course, the City of San Bernardino Water. So that application is going to be signed by the City of Riverside and Edison.
In Hillwood. Well, Edison has you're right, a 1.7 acres, which are in negotiation right now. An offer has been submitted. We've accepted. And it's up at the state level, and it's being held up at the state level right now. Don't ask me all their politics and so forth, but we just got the email just this past week that there's numerous. But if need so, we could go ahead and get authorization, because there is an agreement, you know, of the land.
Progress to purchase?
To purchase, okay. Yes. We're going to purchase it outright.
else, the rest of the questions, traffic and public works are going to be asking.
Well, traffic, I know that we're having a traffic study done. I'm sorry, you're with...
Haseeb is with...
Urban Crossroads.
Okay. What's time, if you don't mind, what is your timing on the... On the completion of the traffic study?
The traffic study was submitted to the city back in September. To Hernando, I believe, is who we sent it to.
This is Hernando.
It would have come from Charlene in our office. And that was sent, I believe, early September.
Okay, we'd be more than happy to do it.
Yeah, we can. And I've got a copy here.
And I would say one thing would... Moving forward on this, and this is something that we've addressed with other projects as well. Any components going to other departments, we do have a case going through us. We have everything through our department. I will, myself or whoever, anyone else handling it, we will route it to the other departments.
Okay. Yeah, I think we just
so that we have a clear chain. We know what's been submitted.
I think we didn't know who the planner was at the time.
Yeah. And that may have been the case. So yeah,
we'll
no fault.
We just go ahead and submit that.
Thanks, safety captain.
Fielder Bob.
I just want you to get this thing approved before the shit happens.
I think we're going to be back.
I know.
Because okay, so you know how long Bracy takes.
I know.
So right now, we're checks given past. Yes, this will be.
We'll just check with you.
I'll get you my information.
Okay, perfect.
We can get that over.
Okay, great. He's going to try and just what they submit, right?
Yeah. So what they submit.
Yeah, we'll do.
You want to dive into it, Robert?
We'll start. I don't think we'll get past it because I got to get in about another 3 minutes myself. The temporary road that you're putting through, and that's the water department area, is that one of the areas you're looking for the swap?
Well, where we would be swapping is in this area. Here's where the access is.
Right.
It's the city owns this parcel here, the water department.
Okay.
It will be right in here.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with the temporary road you're planning to put in that's adjacent to Washington and Dumas?
No.
Okay. How long is that temporary road planning to be there?
Well, if we purchase the land, it's not really going to be a temporary.
Okay. Again, it's going to be up to the traffic study how that's going to work out. We may not want that street to be there. We'd like for you to really look at working with the water department to work on Dumas and Washington, even though those residents are there. If I remember correctly, they're existing, non-conforming, or something of that sort?
Yeah, I mean, they're permitted because they're existing.
Correct. But that is, we don't want a street, especially if you're going to have that many trucks, again, depending on the study, that close to the signal and causing what could be a little bit of congestion in that area. So we'd like to have it go back down to Dumas and Washington. Again, we'll work with you on how that's going to be. But if it's temporary, that's something we can look at. But temporary is going to be for how long? That's how we're looking at it to see how we go about doing it. So if it's temporary, that could be a year or two, then that's something we can look at. But then the improvements on Washington and Dumas will need to happen. But if temporary is going to be like 10, 15 years, probably not. And then, if that's going to be an area that's going to be bought and then created as a street, probably not. But again, that's something that we'll have to speak about and work on.
Yeah, with all due respect, I mean, if we purchase it, it will be the access. And the purpose is to stay away. And if we did our studies previously going down Dumas to Washington, the maneuvering for trucks in short period of queues is very troublesome. What we plan to do there is, in our traffic, we're going to try and put some loops at this location here so that it does interact with the signal.
So that's our problem. So the queuing that we would have on Washington would be so much easier than it is at a right angle further away from the signal.
We wouldn't have any queuing on Washington. That's the plan.
Okay. Again, that's something we'll look at as we have in the study and stuff.
And the other issue that we had studied is that the right-of-way that you would build the streets, if we were to improve them, would actually show up in the front footsteps of those houses. So we thought this was a win-win for everybody. Keep the trucks away from the neighborhood, not like the other development that was approved here. They had 40% of their traffic going up Washington and with no improvements. So that's why we thought that we were doing a good thing with our design and it would be favorably to everybody.
Temporarily, we're looking at that, that yes it is, but we're not quite sure how we want to ultimately want that area to be. Again, this is between you and the water and also what that's going to end up happening with the traffic study to determine what we're going to really need. There are other options that can happen, especially if the water department owns that property. We can work around those certain items with it.
That'd be great if we can sit down and listen to those options.
It'd be great. Maybe a little later.
Waterman, for right now, the study that's coming in is going to reflect the proposed temporary road. So that's what we'll look at first.
Waterman, curb gutter, sidewalk. Curb gutter's already there, sidewalk. I'll have to look to see if that's actually at the ultimate location of curb gutter. Signal-wise, it's already there. Maybe have some type of modification
probably
to it. There might be some modification, again, depending on the traffic study at Orange Show and where you're coming in at that point, no matter which direction we're going to be getting at that point. Crossing over and under the sewer, we just have to see where you're at. Standard 1 foot over, 1 foot below, encasement if it's going to go below. You are probably looking at a lift station, probably the
we
station
are
to get into it.
Yeah. And what we'll need to do, Robert, is work with the developer or yourselves on the plans that it's rerouting that out of their property. We're not quite sure where it's going to come on to the other property. So we have a little bit of work to do with that one, yeah.
Yeah, we'll work with you on that. We're not too problem. You just can't go to the 54, but there are other lines that you can't connect on to. Street lights, and then just make sure we have everything in DA.
Correct.
I apologize, but I need to get down to
this. And what I'll suggest maybe, Robert, as you're walking out, not that I'm shooing you away.
Yeah. Open the doors to the stairs, turn the lights on.
Maybe we should follow up and maybe have a follow-up meeting just to talk about the off-site.
I agree. Yeah, that'd be great.
Just not on this type of day.
So we're going to try to reconvene.
Okay, but yeah, we can. Unless we're going to come back, then we can come back.
Well, yes, of course.
I mean today.
Yes.
If we can't get done in 30 seconds, can we come back for a moment?
Ted, do you want to?
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't end with me. Ned, I just want to point out a couple of things that are different from what Robert said. First of all, unfortunately, because we've been down this path before, I didn't recognize this when we first started talking about it, but this is due to the square footage of the warehouse, it meets a threshold for a water supply assessment.
Okay.
So we'll have to do a water supply assessment for this.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have to put in a formal request to Oliver for that, and we'll need signed and sealed water demand calculations from a California registered professional engineer for that. The fire services for this, because of the size of the warehouse, I'm imagining they're going to have to come from Waterman, because we only have an 8-inch water main in Dumas. So the services for that will probably have to come off water.
Okay. Yeah.
And I just put a note here that the sewer capacity fees will be due prior to issuance of a building permit. And the last thing I wanted to point out to you, and I can just hand you over this map just so you can see it, but it's not ours, but they're considered our neighbor. San Bernardino Valley Municipal Water District has a transmission main that's not shown. You have an easement shown on the image that you provided, or the graphic that you provided for today, but there's an easement shown here. There's another, I believe, easement for Valley's transmission main that comes down in this direction here. And it looks like you just have parking lot shown.
Correct. We worked with Bob Tincher already.
Okay.
Probably about 8 months ago I was with Bob because I knew that line went there.
Right.
We were part of that program.
So all that I would ask is that if we show that where that is.
It's actually on our grading plan.
Okay.
Yeah. Because there's some Edison stuff too.
Okay.
That we'll be showing. Okay.
I just wanted to point that out to you. And I figured you knew that, but.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's a copy of our requirements.
Perfect.
If you pass a copy to Travis and tag Gracie's it.
Sometimes I can't like.
There you go. So, hey, I want to pull the alarm. On that note,
we'll just leave things here. And
we just leave things here.
Okay.
Thank you, Fire Marshal. Know how to go.
I'm following her.
Ted, can you just say stop on the recording? I'm going to put this building.
Slackers.